Well, it is a site that has rapidly disappeared over the last few decades. In the last century, tens of thousands of thatched homes were found across Ireland. Today, it's thought there are just under 2,000 left. One of them, the only one on the island, is on Inishere. Lorna Siggins travelled to the island to visit the owner of it, Mikey Feety, who was born and reared in the house. He now lives in the house next door, but he wants the roof rethatched.
Sorry for dragging you out in the rain now.
Oh, that's all right. I'm well used to the rain.
Yeah.
And is this where the kitchen is?
Quite old, Dan.
Oh,
no.
There's the fireplace. So it was what, a pot over the fire?
A pot and a kettle and a pan and everything.
Okay. And then in here, that's a bedroom, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is another?
Yeah, another one there, three bedrooms.
Would it be every 2 or 3 years that the thatch would be done?
No, every year. You get one side each year.
Okay, one side and then the other side the following year?
Yeah.
Okay. So would there be many thatchers on the island at that time who'd know what to do?
Oh, there'd be a good few. All the neighbours was able to do, really.
Right, okay, yeah. Then how long would it take to do the half of the roof? A few weeks?
No, you had to be out there in a day.
Oh, in a day?
Yeah.
So you'd be happy to see it done anyway?
Well, it's about to be done. I'd have to let it go all together, one or the other. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, Breed Feggin Ní Chineile, was born in that house and raised in that house until, I suppose, she left the island in her early 20s or late teens. That's gone back a while. Lots of people have connections with that cottage, and it'll be a lot of people even on the island who have connections with the cottage too.
Tomás Olinchi wants to preserve the cottage, but this has its challenges.
It used to be one of the cheapest forms of construction materials, I suppose, thatch for roofing. Back in the day, people would grow the rye seed or rye in rotation with potatoes. It's the opposite now. It's become one of the most expensive forms of construction material. It's hard to get. No one's grown it anymore. The skill is lost, so thatchers themselves are hard to find. I mean, one of the biggest issues is, of course, like insurance makes it very difficult for people.
You got funding. You got funding for the project.
We've been granted funding, so there's a few things in the issues in the background and bits of red tape that there's always the fun stuff to sort out behind the scenes. So we're working on that as a community co-op.
Chloe Ní Bhaile of Cór Cuevón Seó, the island co-op, sees real value in the project.
Something like this will benefit the whole island as a whole for tourism, but also for the younger generations to learn about this art and to make sure that it's not lost. And when we go through the thatching process and the refurbishment of the roof again, that we document it and do some workshops that our younger people can get involved and learn the skill. And hopefully we'll work with the local farmers as well to grow the rye and thatch here, and we won't have to import it. So.
And it's not just about one thatched roof.
It's interesting when you look at like any traditional skill, even in English, when the skill dies or the skill fades away, the whole language that goes with it disappears as well. And that's happening obviously in Irish as well, in lots of different aspects of the language. But in particular with the thatch, in this case, for example, Cathrúni and Coiní were the names for the crisscross ropes, Sugan ropes that were put across the top of the roof to hold it down in the wind. And this is very, very typical of West Connemara and the Aran Islands. It wouldn't be the case in other thatch cottages in Kildare, let's say, or the Midlands. But here, where the wind was so strong, they had to tie down the thatch with rope and then hang weights or stones from the eaves of the house.
Okay, so they have to be completely straight.
Yeah. When you buy the straw, it's all jumbled up.
Okay.
And that's why you build it into a big cock of straw, and then you dampen or you wet it with a few buckets of water, and then you pull it out hand by hand.
Right. So that's a whole piece of work in itself.
Definitely. It's as much work to pull the straw and to make the bundles as it is to do the thatching. Because it's so labor intensive, it's also more expensive. The straw itself is not that expensive. It's all the labor involved to get it ready for thatching.
Once the funding is secure, Marika Lean will return to the island to restore the thatched roof, and she and her husband Mackie recall when they first worked on it.
When we first saw it, it was at breaking point. And when we started in November, I think 2009, it was the beginning of a very long period of excessive rain that resulted in a lot of flooding. And in fact, we lost our van on the island because of the flooding. We had it parked up near the car park. And then one weekend, there was like a spring tide and the flooding and everything coming together. And the next thing, we got a phone call from Mikey Beatty. What will I do with the van? It's on its way to Inishman. Completely smashed in because a wave 20 meters high went out over it. There was rocks in it and seaweed and everything. That was the start of the project.
Right.
So we were like despairing, no van. The roof nearly falling in on us, and we taking the responsibility on of the house, or rescuing the house. So we had three hydraulic jacks trying to jack the roof up because it was collapsing in. And in one part, while we were jacking and we thought we were doing great, the other side actually started to fall in even more. So it was absolutely nerve-wracking, and in the meantime the rain was just soaking and flooding in through the thatch. And but thanks to Mr. Lean here, that part of it was done and it was ready for thatching after that.
Well, the credit goes to you because you dragged me into it, so that was good, and I'm delighted that she did. Actually,
the original roof would have been rope thatched. And rope thatching would have been the traditional Western Seaboard regional style of thatching.
And are you both surprised that this is the last thatch on Inishere and one of only half a dozen left on the Aran Islands?
Well, I'm not really surprised anymore. No, over 30 years living here now, I see more and more disappearing in it. And I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised actually that a lot of people now start realizing what they have is actually really beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not surprised because there's so many different multiple issues with maintaining roofs of that nature. It costs a lot of money and it costs a lot of effort, so I'm not surprised that there's so few houses left.
Thatcher Marika Lean talking to Lorna Siggins, and Tomaso Lynchy has a book on the last thatched cottage on Inishere. It's available from their co-op.